Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Love and Ink. And I am Janine Ann Ingram, a transformational life coach. We are playing You Are Under Control. Wow. What a beautiful experience. To be under.
Would you still say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes?
The time I went back. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. This is the Love Journey Inc., and I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. Today is Millionaire My Conversation Cafe. Yes, yes, yes. Wow, time goes by so fast. Wow. I just want to say thank you, family, for tuning in to this wonderful program. This amazing experience, I tell you, it's nothing like the amazing experience. I want to thank Rosie yesterday for being a fabulous co-host. We got so many texts and the conversation was off the chain. Rosie J, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. And maybe we'll have her come back in and give us a little more prayer today. Huh, Rosie, you want to give us another prayer today? Well, all right, well, I'm going to play a song and then we're going to.
Good morning, my sister. You are amazing.
Yes, you want to give us one of them good old prayers you gave us yesterday?
Oh, baby, yes, yes. Thank you. As my friend Joanne says all the time, yes, thank you.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let us center ourselves as if we are not already centered. Let's do three breaths. And this time we're going to do it around, they call it a circular breath, in through your nose and out through your mouth, okay, three times. Let us take that first deep breath. Feel your body calming. The second breath. And one more time. I close my eyes, Father God. I lean into focus into that third eye presence. Seeing the light coming forth from the crown chakra. We say good morning, God. Good God morning. We come to you in love and adoration. We come to you in gratitude and exchanging that love that you have sent forth for us to share. We come to you in support of all good ideas. We come to you not as thank you for being able to do the first thing of opening our eyes and seeing your God gift world. Thank you, secondly, for getting up and being able to move out of the bed. Oh, we thank you for the dreams that we had, the ideas that came forth in those dreams. We are grateful, Father God. We thank you for the past that has brought us to the present, strengthening us and growing us in faith and belief. We thank you, God. We thank you for being able to breathe on our own. We thank you for the things that we are experiencing because they shall push us forth into the creative person that you want us to be, Father. We are so grateful. Grateful for the sun, the sky, the stars, the rain, the sun. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for the people who assist us in our dreams. Thank you, God. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you for the goodness that we see. Thank you for the teachers, the mentors, the coaches. Thank you, God. Thank you for our mothers, our fathers, our family, our children. Thank you, God, for they remind us of who we are and keep us on our game. Thank you, God. Thank you for the authors that have brought forth ideas for us to think about and be about. Thank you, God. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for this inspiration. Thank you for this experience of the love journey. And all those who come to share their strength, their gifts. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for me and Joy and Janine and Joanne and Chastity and Linda and, oh, I can go on. I know it's about 100 people that I want to just thank personally.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you. And so it is. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Oh, gratitude. Janine, are you on the boat?
No, I don't. I'm not on the boat yet. I'm about to get on the boat. So we get off the prayer line today, I'll be getting on the boat. All right, well, we're going to thank you for that prayer. We're going to keep this prayer line moving. You know, today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And so we're going to bring in Ayana Venzak to pray over our money, our relationship to money, because it's, you know, it's powerful when we start and begin to really be intentional about our relationship to money. Did I say thank you, Rosa, for that beautiful prayer? Did I say thank you, honey?
You said thank you just by coming back in.
All right. So we're going to get ready for our prayer for money.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Good morning. Janine.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
We can,
yes,
now.
Yes, we can.
I was just giving us a little chance to come back for that beautiful prayer. Money, being intentional about money, recognizing that when we have money issues, it's not a money. They say money issues is a mind issue. So we put together this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe on Fridays so that we can learn to be intentional, having a relationship with money, putting our intentions out into the universe and recognizing that we can send our money out on assignment. We've been given dominion, authority, and mastery over our money, and that's what happens when we get intentional about our money, get into alignment. Prosperity means to be in the flow. It's a Latin word, being in the flow. So let's get in the space of gratitude. And as we get into that space of gratitude, we're going to have Ayana take us through a gratitude meditation. And then we're going to call in Mama Joy, reading from The Science of the Mind. And our resident poet, he couldn't come in today, so we want to send lots of love and peace as we center our mind on gratitude. Thank you.
Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful. And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, I am so grateful. And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me, eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold a thought form. I am so grateful. Grateful. Grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience. Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. Slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. Again, a long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. And a slow, complete exhale. Grateful. I am. And breathe. And experience the radiance of gratitude. And bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale. And drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale, and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
Wow. Oof. All right, Mama Joy, we're going to call you in. We're going to keep this train, this love experience moving. This is the Love Journey, Inc. This is your love experience. I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. We have our beautiful, Reverend Mother Joy Cigar Ramza on this morning? Okay, well, let's not hear. Joy doesn't sound like she here. Rosa, you got anything you want to read? Because I know you always have some. And if not,
I always do.
I know. And so if you want to take a little time, I could play a 2-minute song and then you can get ready to prepare this week. I could play Joshua Rogers' Rain on Us. Y'all know I've been caught up in that. And then you can come back and read.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning. This is Joshua Rogers' Rain on Us.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. We need you to surround us in this place. Bring within us, send a refreshing, Lord. Saturate our hearts, send rain. Oh,
breathe.
Oh, shower down. Anybody needing a shower?
Good morning, good morning. This is the Love Journey, Inc. I am Janine and Ingram, and that was Joshua Rogers. Shower down, shower down. All right, do you want to go ahead?
Well, yes, ma'am, I most certainly do, and thank you for this amazing music. Music opens your heart. It centers me, and I thank you. So today's word is from the Daily Word, and I love Unity's mission to guide us. And today's word is guidance. Divine light illumines my thoughts, words, and actions. Let me say that again. Divine light illumines my thoughts, words, and actions. In my prayer today, I pray to God for guidance in every area of my life. Thank you. God, thank you for your light that dispels all darkness and reveals the shining brightness of your wisdom. Your light illumines my thoughts, keeping them positive and focused on your will in my life. Thank you for guiding my words, giving them wings so that they may soar with the truth. May they continue to bless and encourage the lives of everyone who hears them. Guide me to the path that leads towards the goal of being an ambassador of peace. Every step I take moves me to the right direction because you are the guiding light that shines on me and blesses me with inspiration. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. Psalm 32:8. And thank you, Janine. I love you.
All right. Thank you, Rosa J. Sending love and light to our Reverend Joyce Cigar Ramza. All right. Sending her love, love, love. Yes, yes, yes. I'm sure.
Good morning.
Huh?
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Joy.
Oh, did you hear me call your name?
No, I didn't, but that's all cool. Getting ready for the conversation, Millionaire Cafe. Oh, okay.
You want to read from today what you got? We can hear two readings.
You won't believe I'm sitting here waiting and I didn't hear you. That's okay. Let's get on schedule. I know the our block club, our blog radio listeners and the crew is all on waiting on the conversation. So we can just keep on moving. Good job, Rosa. Good job.
All right. Well, we're going to get ready. Whatever you say, Mama Joy, goes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right. Well, thank you for being present. All right. We're going to get ready and open the line for our sister. You know, today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Yes, yes, yes. Sending lots of love to our beautiful. Oh, we didn't sing the love song, did we? Let me see. I don't know if Jackie and Zakiya are on because I know they're in the hotel.
Yes, yes, we are here.
Okay, y'all can see me. And I didn't know if y'all was on.
Yes, we are here. We are here. Peace and blessings. Good God morning to everyone, to our Blog Talk Radio family. Peace and blessings to you. I love Journey family. Peace and blessings to you as well. We're going to continue as we plant that seed of love. And then we're going to shower it with our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, family, let's unmute our phones by pressing *6, and let's do this on a count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much.
So much.
Love you so much.
So much.
And you can love you so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me. Okay, I love myself so much.
So much.
So I can love you so much.
So much.
And you can love you so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me. Last time. come on. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much. And you can love you so much, so you can keep on loving me.
All right, so we know y'all must have been practicing.
No, no, right here where we are right now.
y'all must have been practicing that.
No, we did not. No, no, this is how we rolling right now. We let the love grow and we let the love flow because it's all about love.
All right then. Well, you guys go ahead and do the thing. All right, well, we're going to bring in my beautiful sister from another mister who is going to do this beautiful thing reading from a book called The Seed by John Gordon. And you know what this day is about. It's about being intentional about our money. Yay. And we're going to call in Miss Chastity A. Wells, all the way from Georgia. Yes. You on this morning, sis?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, beautiful goddess. How are you this morning?
Absolutely fantastic.
We did rock on that song, though. It seemed like we all was like in choir, like we had chorus rehearsal. I think everybody's spirit was in line this morning.
I was thinking the same thing.
That rocked, Jackie. I loved it.
So,
we definitely picking back up on the seed. Last week, we left off in chapter 22, where we were talking about the why process, and we talked a little bit on chapter 23 on the standout portion of it. And I'm loving this book, Janine. I'm loving the whole process that we're actually going through with Josh developing.
I don't know if it's my phone, but I can't hear you.
That's what I was about to say. And then, too, it sounds like somebody else is unmuted at the same time, too, which is causing me not to be able to hear you.
I don't know. Can anybody hear? Because maybe, it's, you know, I am out of town, so it could be, you know.
No, that's some background. Sounds like someone's has background. Yeah, that's what it is, because it's cutting me in and out. Yeah. So if everybody can, just please press star 6. Please. Is that a little bit better?
It's someone's TV.
Yes, yeah, I can hear.
Okay, all right. So we spoke a little bit last week on chapter 23, and we were talking about Josh actually deciding to stand out in all that he did, and with him actually going back to his job, he was actually more happy, more ecstatic about his job. Not that the job actually even changed. It was just the way Josh approached it had changed. Some of the key points that we had spoke about that he was actually going to start working on, because remember earlier in the book we were using the analogy of everyone playing their music, like we're all a part of a huge orchestra, but you're supposed to show up and play your own music. So he used this analogy again. He said he had been a musician, and now his work was his stage. He had a note to play, and he was determined to play it with the best of his ability. He would stand out by, number one, never being too busy to help other team members. If they needed help, he would be the first one to assist them. Two, being the hardest working person on his team. Three, writing and singing fun songs of encouragement about his team members to enhance the mood of the office when they face a deadline. I thought that was really, really, really powerful, because I know a lot of people still work in regular 9-to-5 jobs, and even just in different organizations or nonprofits. I felt like these three nuggets that he shared, how he would stand out to really be able to play his music and play his note in a greater way, was a true
testament of how we all can show up better in our own lives. Again, it's never been too busy to help other team members. She's the hardest working person on the team, writing and singing fun songs of encouragement in the midst of a move when there was a deadline being faced.
Mrs. Ashley, there's somebody that's something
that
here that's real loud. It's real loud background noise.
Your phone.
That's what I was trying to figure out if that was my phone. I'm like, I hear this noise, but did nobody say nothing when I kept it? Hello?
Yeah,
no, I said something three times, but I keep asking somebody to press star six. But
okay, I'm by Angel. What is going on today? Come on, Holy Spirit.
If you have a TV going in the background, mute your phone. Someone is looking at TV.
I don't know if that's TV. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's
probably like a TV. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets real loud at times, too.
I don't even know. Okay, let me see. I'm not in a place where I can mute other people. And if
Janine, can't you mute the line and then just...
That's what she just said. She's not in a place where she can mute it.
Because when you bring in, when you're on a conference phone, it just mutes out the whole thing where you can't activate. Okay, there it is.
Well, that's still there. If you can mute everybody and then Chastity can unmute you.
Exactly. Right, that's what I'm saying.
You don't understand. When you on a conference call, see, I bring in Blog Talk Radio, it stops me from doing any of that.
Right, that's right. I apologize. You're right.
Oh, okay. All righty, gotcha.
Okay, God, let's pray on this. Lord, Father God, whoever that is who has not yet muted that phone, please give them the insight.
Yes, Lord, please.
Attention to what they're doing. Thank you, God.
Thank you so much, Rosa J. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, sir. Thank you. So that's where we actually had left off last week, with us just being, with Josh being more intentional, even in his workplace. And I thought that that was a great place just for us to even pick up and get ready to start talking about chapter 24, where we're talking about growth. Because how many of us can really attest to, even if you didn't change jobs or get that promotion or anything else like that, but God was able to call you higher by just, you know, learning to never be too busy to help other team members at your current position, being the hardest working person there on your team, writing and singing fun songs of encouragement about his team members to enhance the mood of the office when they faced a deadline. I think all of those are really, really, really great points for everyone to really be able to start in, because it's so easy for people to look at things and say, we want to plant our seed in our future or our past, and you just want to kind of just be oblivious to what your current position is, your current job is, and your current job is God still needs you to serve wherever you're serving at. So, and to still serve at that place at the highest capacity, because being a person who's never too busy to help your team members, being the hardest working person, it actually helps elevate the morale of the team. People can get frustrated, but it does elevate the morale and the competency that is allowed on the team as well. So I just really wanted to highlight that because I thought that that was something really, really, really important, Janine, for people to recognize, not only in just looking, as we've talked about before, in your past, in your future, and all these other great places, but really harness the gift of being present and giving it your all in that moment. So that is where we left off at, and I wanted to pick up in chapter 24 where we spoke about growth. Did anyone have anything that they want to add to that before we went right into our reading for this week? I guess you'll have to press star six or just unmute your phone. Thank God is super quiet now.
You know, I think I noticed that when he, in this book and in this chapter, they are talking about teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And how meaningful work should be, you know. But not just how meaningful it should be, but how rewarding it is.
And so then when you start nurturing other people to step up into their gifts on the team and taking leadership, then it gives others a rewarding feeling. Oh, I added to that. It's like being on another journey. This is a place of nurturing, a place where you can step up into who you are. And that's the same thing with any team. If you're not a nurturer, a leader of nurturing, your team can't expand. And in this chapter, it shows how Josh has is not just the leader, but he's also a nurturer of others. Therefore, his team does much better. Growth is important.
I love that. I think that's a true value statement that you just shared there, because it really is about nurturing the team, and it's more than just us walking in our purpose. It is like me walking in my purpose help inspire you to walk greater in yours. You doing yours help Jackie Cradle sing greater on the phone, and just all of it. It just become a symphony of music, all able to play. So I think that is a great point that you brought up, even in how we serve on the love journey, because it really is symbolic to anything and everything that we do. So I think that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, well.
So on to this week, we are talking, we're picking up here in chapter 24. 24 and 25, the rest of these chapters are really short, but they're just really meaty in it. So we won't be spending a whole lot of time in it, but we will be just hitting really the point and getting back into it. So in chapter 24, we're talking about growth. And here in this book, in this chapter where we were just talking about, and I'll just highlight it just real briefly for those who have not had the opportunity to read it, so I'm not picking out things and then it becomes cumbersome or hard to follow. A year had gone by, and Josh was energized and passionate as a day. He had come back to work. A whole year had passed. He looked at the plan in his office, and he smiled, knowing that the seed he had become a plant that was going along with him. Good thing is, he had an office that could accommodate it. His boss had been promoted, and Josh had chosen to take his place. Although his office was much larger, he was more comfortable outside of it, rubbing elbows with the rest of the team. So one thing that he pointed out here that I really wanted us to harness in on, the same thing that Rosa J just pointed up, is he knew his team cared less about employee parties than they did about working, than having work that they love to do. After all, everyone has a good time at employee parties and gatherings. Everyone is happy when they're playing. It is how you feel while you are working that counts. It's about work being meaningful. It's about work being rewarding. Josh did his best to create a nurturing environment in which his team members would plant their own seeds. So I love that, and just him bringing that back up, because it's really more so, and we've talked about this again, is checking your feeling space. It's checking your heart chakra. How do you feel when you're doing the work? That's what really matters. That's what counts in everything that we do. Is it rewarding? Is it meaningful? And finding meaning and purpose in every single thing that we do. That's really the whole point of the book and us harnessing in this is really working out of that space of it. So as we continued on in this, one of the things that Josh decided to end up doing in this chapter of the book is he proposed the idea that instead of the company actually focusing in on sales numbers as the goal, the company should focus on providing opportunities for the farmers, because this is the type of place he worked at, serving organic farmers to make a living. He focused on sustainability of the land. It focused on providing families with healthy dairy products that were free of hormones and antibiotics. The vice president of the marketing told Josh if they focused on the numbers, it didn't hit those numbers. Then the employees would feel like failures and the morale would. Anyway, Josh basically, he wanted to change the morale of the company just a little bit. And instead of focusing it in just directly on numbers, but truly the experience that they were providing to the customers. So inadvertently, what he ended up doing is putting himself on the line as well as his job on the line because he had a passion on how they were able to serve. And I really did identify with this because I remember even being in corporate situations where I had different ideas in how we could better service the customer, and it would make us all feel better. But it is something that is very risky because, as we learn in the future chapter, things did not go well in the very beginning of it. It didn't go well at all in the beginning. The numbers actually have plummeted. They were actually doing worse than they were doing before. But one of the things that Josh pointed out in chapter 25 was knowing your purpose is one challenge, but a bigger challenge is finding the courage to follow it and live it in the face of adversity and naysayers. And I really love that point because the rest of it for me was just really a story and just another way of encapsulating how we go from one stage to the next in our growth process. But even knowing your purpose, even walking in it is one challenge, but we always have to remember that it takes more courage to continue to follow it and live it in the face of adversity and naysayers. Did anybody have anything else that they wanted to add to it before I moved on? You can press star 6 or press 1 from Blog Talk.
I want to let everybody know we're reading from The Sea, the book called The Sea by John Gordon. It is really a book about finding purpose for all our new callers. Just wanted to let you know, so this book is really, when I say John, it's J-O-N, and it's really a phenomenal book. So I just want to give it back to you, Tasha. I just want to, I see new callers coming in on the call right now on Blog Talk Radio, so I just wanted to let them know we're reading from the book, The Spirit. And if they have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can press the number 1, and I'll let you come up, ask your question, comment, or concern. That's Chastia Will, who's leading us in this book discussion with The Seed. You tuned in for that journey. Yes, 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 with more than a prayer line. I'm so sorry, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She's quiet this morning, Chastity. You're doing a great job. Girl, everything good?
Who's quiet?
I said you got that quiet energy this morning.
You know, as we talk about doing things with purpose and intention, I like the fact that Josh found his niche, and his niche was to change the queen's idea of how they go about, that they communicated the purpose of helping the farmers to sustain this their goals. And so when you actually, to bring this into everyone's understanding, that once you know what your purpose is, every time you talk to a new client or every time you talk to someone who's a stranger to who you are and what you do, is to talk about the asset that you will give them or your new client in your purpose. For example, mine is health. So whenever I talk to people, that's what I talk about. I talk about, how's your health? You know, do you want to make it better? Do you want to feel better when you wake up? We always never talk about the money or how much it costs or any of that. It's just communicating how to make your purpose more open, more, you know, everybody wants to be healthy and everyone wants to be healthy. I love the fact that he changed his team's whole communication with clients, where he trained them to speak to them and communicate with them from the purpose that they want, not what he wants, but what they want. what they want to achieve. I think that's very important. And then what happens is everybody's in sync. So everybody grows. Everybody's ideas and concepts come into one purpose, you know. I've read this book a couple of times since Janine has, I've listened to it, I've read it, and it's amazing how after, like, the first time I read it was just a book. I mean, you know, I had to get into it, and then the last time I listened to it again, and I was saying, oh, okay, it takes you to a whole nother understanding of what it's about to be a leader and how to incorporate the purpose of the team and to stay focused on it. Because sometimes companies get into the numbers, like they said, which one is making it. And this team, actually, the numbers went down. But within a couple of months, they started skyrocketing again because people had already been trained. And so Josh then, too, found his purpose in that whole concept of leading your team to understand. The more you do it, it's like Guy Lombardi says, perfect practice makes perfect. So even if in the beginning it seems like things are going awry, if you stay on that purpose, eventually everything will catch up and your business will expand. I love the fact that that's what he said in chapter 25 is the test. The test is staying on purpose no matter what it looks like and seeing the result go higher as opposed to lower, just staying in purpose. I think that's a great thing to remember when you're in your own business. When you start something new and you start being on purpose, it does look a little shady or a little less productive in the beginning. But once everybody gets on point, then it starts expanding, which is important for people who are in multi-level marketing like me. I have a team. I need to get them together. I need to make sure that they understand that we're in providing healthy supplements for others and stay on that. So we don't talk to people about money. We talk to people about health and how to make it better, seeing if they believe. So this is an amazing book. I suggest that people read it more than once. It's short, it's sweet, but you need to see it more and more. You need to hear it at least 5 times before you really get the point of how you can use it in your own business. Thank you.
Good morning, Love Journey family.
Good morning.
I just want to say that this book came for me. I feel so special. I feel that God ordained this book for me at a time in my life where, again, I am faced with the challenge of teaming, purpose, at the end of purpose, and feeling bogged down. I work on a team of about 9 people, and I have a very strong desire to help people. As you continue in your career and you find that your work overload starts to overload everybody on the team and you get people complaining and nagging, I found myself once again falling down with them. My morale changed because I'm like, okay, no one's on the team want to work. I'm the only one pulling. I have to correct everything on the team, and I'm tired. I'm becoming bitter. So this book came at a time in my life, and I feel God just made it special for me. If it doesn't help anyone else that listens to this call, it changed my life at a time that I desperately needed it because I had begun to feel bitter, burnt out in government, just could not make it. And this book changed my life, and I have been telling people about it. You need to pick it up. You need to read it. And hopefully my team really do take in consideration to read the seed because it actually changed my life. And I just want to thank Janine and my daughter Chastity for just being a part of my life at this time because I don't know how I would have made it if you had not been a part of this.
Oh, thank you, Mom, that was awesome. Mommy, you got to say your name so everybody know where you're calling from.
Linda Wells, Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Chastity's mom.
Yes, you are. I love you. All right. Awesome sauce. So, definitely. Janine, I'm going to need a little bit of backup because I'm walking out here. So, as I'm going to bring up one last point here. Rosa J, whoever has their book also in front of them, that'll definitely help us out a little bit more as well as I head to my bus stop crew here. But one of the things that I did want to bring out here, which was another great point for me in chapter 25, is in spite of all of the challenges Josh was facing, he had a sense that he was on the right path. He felt a greater power pushing him forward and carrying him through the struggles. He was filled with a belief that everything happens for a reason. On the days he wanted to quit and give up, he'd get a call from someone that he loved his work for the week, and that person's words of affirmation would fuel him to fight one more day. I love that, and that really let me just kind of sit, and it just really resonated in my heart because I'm sure that any of us can really relate to that as well. Mom, I'm sure you've probably had personal experience even in government sector, and even for me being in, you know, a complete 100% entrepreneur sector, that there's times that, you know, you're just like, oh, my God, you know why you did what you're doing, but at the same time, you're just filled with so much naysaying, and then you're just tired. You're tired. And it just takes those one encouraging words from either a client or someone that you serve or someone else who's onlooking to say that you're on the right path, and it refuels you to move forward. Anybody else have anything that they wanted to share in that capacity?
You know, he also in chapter on page 118 of this book, he noticed and he was looking at himself, and he, you know, stated that he had experiences of self-doubt. How many of us are on our path or in our job position and we doubt ourselves? That we think, oh, we're not the leaders that we thought we were. And people come to you and they say these things, that they ask you the same questions. Your company boss may have doubts for you, but then he noticed that people did come to compliment him. And those little thank yous or those little points, when people come back to you and say, oh, that's a great idea that your mother just did, it really says, oh, to your spirit, I'm all right. Let me just keep going. Okay, keep doing. Just don't give up. Just keep promoting whatever you're promoting. Just keep on doing it, you know, on that path no matter what. You know, and as a leader, you'll see that within 6 months, or he states it within 6 months, things just turned around. And even though he was in this campaign, he had to actually help nurture everybody, too. So he had to stay in good faith no matter what. He knew that this was the place for him. When you make that definite, I am this, no matter what, it will then you'll have a breakthrough. You'll have an opening. Things will get larger and expand, and as they did for him. You know, just staying on target. I heard you say that too, Chastity, a couple of months ago or somewhere on this line through the times that we've done different books and conversations, that just staying on point, in purpose, no matter what, will open up pathways. No one else will change, but you will. Your perceptions will change. People will hear you. Promotions will come. Places where you can speak your passion will open up. Just don't doubt yourself. We were talking about that yesterday. Belief. just don't doubt. I love the fact that this, we seem to be in synchronicity with everything we've done all the time. So thank you. I love chapter, that's 25. And he also said that sometimes at the end, he had to realize that he needed to rest. Be in silence, quiet. He went to bed. It just fell asleep. Sometimes you need to just do that too. Just erase and get into silence and go to bed. Sleep. For the next, prepare for the next. Sleep.
I guess it would help if I took the phone off mute, Rosa, so y'all could hear me.
Oh,
I was like, did I say your name? I'm like, Rosa J, you complete? I was like, hello? Oh, no wonder she ain't said nothing. Yes, but I definitely do agree with that point. And a lot of times people, what we will realize is when you've done all that you could do, you will find yourself at that point of true exhaustion, and you just end up laying on your bed, and you just let go. Let go, get the rest that you absolutely do need just to be able to move back in the correct space for the next day and all that we need to do. So I love that point. But with us being at the top of the hour, guys, I'm going to go ahead and give the financial tip of the week because I am a part of this bus stop crew in the morning, and it's only going to get louder and louder. But the financial tip of the week that I wanted to leave us here with is talking about term policy that we can do for everyone. I know a lot of people are used to term insurance for their family members, but a new product that I wanted to talk to us about is a 20-year term with return of premium. I enjoy the return of premium because think about it. At the end of your 20 years, instead of it just being gone and the money that you put into it is just like renting a house, it's just gone, you could actually get a lump sum of all those 20 years back, that money back to you. You could use that money to actually pay off some debt for yourself, or you could actually use it to pay off some additional debt or whatever else you may need. If you have any additional questions about it, definitely feel free to call me or email me. My number is 614-230-6600. Again, my contact number is 614-230-6600, and you're also able to visit me on my website, which is www.chastityawells.com. Again, it's www.chastityawells.com. It's chastityawells.com. I am not on social media right now, so definitely you would have to hit me up either via email or, which you can find through my website, or call me. Thank you so much for the opportunity to serve. Love you all.
Love you too, Chastityawells. Thank you so much, and thank you to your mother, too. You all are so awesome, so awesome, so awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we're going to bring in Linda Washington. She's here today. All right, all right, all right. Jackie, you want to lead us in affirmation? You still here?
Yes, yes, I'm here. I had to unmute my phone. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to, as we close out, we're going to do our closing affirmation. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. So, family, let's unmute our phone. And if you're able to get the movement, feel the words, move around, and then it will become an incantation.
And that's where our blessings come in at, because we are moving it, we're feeling it, and we are manifesting. So come on, family, let's unmute our phones and let's do our closing affirmation 7 times on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3, let's do it. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me.
Avalanches of abundance.
All of my needs,
my desires, my goals are met
instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in everlasting. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is
my everything.
Yes. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth is flowing through
me in everlasting abundance.
All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously
by infinite intelligence.
For I am one with God, and God
is my
everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth is flowing through
me in everlasting abundance.
All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously
by infinite intelligence.
For I am one with God.
God
is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life.
His wealth is flowing in
Thank you, family. Thank you, Chastity A. Wells. Thank you for always keeping us abreast with new products and telling us what is the most cutting-edge information to grow, evolve, and have a better relationship, and also know what we need to do to leave our family with the right process so they can have what they need when we make our wonderful transition. Thank you, Chastity. So much. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Miss Jackie and Zakia. Thank you, Rosa J. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Linda Wells, Miss Linda Wells, Miss Mama Linda Wells, Miss Chastity Wells' mother. Thank you so much for the conversation and being a part of it. Rosa J., thank you for your contribution. I appreciate you all. I want to remind you that Joa and Makwa will be here June 17th, 18th, and the 19th right here in Chicago. If you are in the Chicagoland area or planning on coming, yes, come and have some fun with Joa and Makwa. If you know some people who live in Chicago or live close by, invite them over. It's going to be a really powerful healing event. They're bringing some information from the University of Rochester, and they're going to be sharing some really powerful healing modalities. All right. I want you to put on your calendars. Right here in Chicago, the Love Journey Presents its 8th annual sunrise service right here in, well, Chicago. I'm in Miami, but Chicago, Illinois. Yes, yes, yes. On 39th Street Beach, we will be celebrating the sacred masculine to save the date. Please put that on your calendar. Please come and enjoy the opportunity to greet the morning sun and the warmth of the sun, kiss our face, and remind us that we are so loved. And as we honor the men, the sons, the uncles, the brothers, the husbands, the brothers, all the roles that men play in our lives, as we honor them and celebrate the masculine energy, and as we do a special healing celebration for them, I really want you to be here. That's August 7th, right here in Chicago, 39th Street Beach. Oh, wow. I want to remind you all to have a really wonderful, amazing weekend, and know that I love you. Know that God loves you. So I'm going to leave you with my mom's favorite song, Happy Feelings, Maze, y'all. Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Hello.
Deep in my soul, I wish you happy.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, and know that you are all that God is. Talk to you later.